USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Afghanistan, it's already September 11th, and there's been a bombing near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. This comes just after the U.S. announced that it's broken off talks with the Taliban. Apparently, National Security Advisor John Bolton opposed the talks, and that's why the president fired him. John Bolton was ousted after clashing with the president and the Secretary of State on numerous policy issues. In his 17 months, Bolton never worked well with the national security team and had become increasingly isolated, even skipping meetings sometimes. He and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo were head-to-head in a public feud.
I know everyone's talked about this for an awfully long time. There were definitely places that Ambassador and I, Bolton and I, had different views about how we should proceed.
The president had also expressed concerns about Bolton before he was let go. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.